good evening. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? You know, that's a really big question. There's a number of people, including Ramana Maharshi, who've taught that that's one of the best mantras we can use in life, repeating over and over again, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And you've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I want to say that we learn on this show little tidbits and tools and so on about consciously radiating out into the world, consciously creating our reality through radiance, meaning if you send a really high, beautiful picture and you send out really low, sluggish energy, your picture gets short-sheeted, doesn't it? So we want to send out high-frequency energies and then pass it on. And we will be doing tonight, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about communications. I want to refer to my show the other night on Tuesday night. I was talking to Michael Drew about communications and book promotions and bestsellers. But we talked about some amazing top-of-the-line global kinds of communications. And so I want to put that in with tonight's show as well. And I want us to do the sacred geometric structures, where we go inside of these structures to do meditations, and in there we're going to ask for guidance on what we're attached to and how to release that. I've got a whole list of things that we can be attached to, and I'm going to get you to call in. I really want you to call in. Last week, no one called in. I know I'm at a different time, and some of my regular clients and listeners have been a little discombobulated because they couldn't find the show. So you haven't been calling in for sure. But I'd really like it if you call in and talk about yourself. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about you right in front of your back, actually, not behind your back. I'm going to talk a little bit about me, because we're all in it together, as the species has, as our wonderful human species, has the opportunity to move up and out of some very repetitive patterns, some very self-limiting patterns, and to increase our radiance and create a reality of our preference. And I'm still always excited about, because as most of you know, I'm on with Jackie Salvitti and her amazing team, her channel team, right after this show. I just love working with Jackie. She's a wonderful healer, and her shows are very elevating. But I asked them month after month, I'd say, you know, what does it really feel like? And something I can't really comprehend is the paradox of us all being able to create our own reality, and as the speed up to 2012 comes, our ability to use our minds and our hearts and our intentions to actually manifest our unique, subjectively devised reality in the moment means that we can be all sitting in the same room and really living a totally different reality again. And I just think that's such a wonderful paradox. So we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff and how to drive, if you will, the authentic essence that is yours and mine. We each have our own. You're the only one in the universe who's you. Isn't that shocking? That still shocks me about myself. I always thought somebody would come along and teach me how to be me, but guess what? It's up to me. It's up to you. So let's start with our sacred geometric meditation. And in this meditation today, as I just said, we're going to ask to be shown the various things that we're attached to. And some of the things we're going to be attached to are people in our past and our beliefs, you know, beliefs about, for example, prosperity, our beliefs about being able to create the world we want, our beliefs of our self-esteem, and, you know, some of it is being attached to reactions that came from past lives. And one of my very favorite things about talking about is our attachment to our identity, our position in the world, our position in life, our perhaps our income, perhaps our appearance, our hairdo, our clothing, our relationships, and how important they are and who we know and all of that stuff. So it's really interesting as we go through big changes that to detach from our identity as we've held on to it, let it dissolve, and see what comes from that. Because underneath, as my guides were saying just before the show, I always channel this before the show, and they were saying that the essence of your being is so strong and so powerful as you release all these devised techniques to create your way into the world, even if they come from other lives. There's a strength and a drive underneath that's truly your own that will rise. So you don't lose anything by it. You lose how you, the level at which you manifest. And anyway, we'll leave the magic to present itself through some of the actions that we take tonight. So join me as we go into the sacred geometric structures. Let's everybody take a few deep breaths in order to release your tension. And let's go really deeply and go inside tonight and see what we can discover. Then you're going to call me and tell me all about it, right? So above your head, about two to four miles, you know, we don't measure these, we just perceive it. A golden ball, create an amazingly bright golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper ball right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. And I always say this, but I always feel that running through my spine. Do you? All right, now from the upper golden ball, drop a... I think we'll do one of the old ones, okay? We're changing it tonight. So about waist high, drop, make a whole circle of golden balls rolling right around your body, maybe 20 feet out, and they're golden balls that make this huge circle around your body. Yeah, isn't it beautiful? Now from the upper golden ball to this huge circle, drop a myriad of bright pink radiant strings of energy. Oh my, they're beautiful. So it looks like you have a canopy, a pink canopy above you that's all pink. And now upside down, the same thing. A myriad of pink strings, they're radiant, radiant pink, dropping from the circle of golden balls into that lower golden ball. So you have what looks like a tent canopy pointing up and a tent canopy pointing down. And you're inside of it. And now draw a crystal ball and have the edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your pink canopy. Yeah, and then look at all the colors in this crystal ball. Oh my. Good work. And now inside of that, there you are with this filament of light running through your spine. And see yourself in a three-dimensional Star of David. Okay, so you're inside of this big canopy and then this crystal ball. And now in a smaller level, in this three-dimensional Star of David, which is really called a star tetrahedron. And in that, I want you to spin and spin and spin. I heard the other night that some people have trouble envisioning the spinning. Just make it up. Just spin and spin however it works for you. And as you spin... And as you spin, as soon as I do my arms, everything's buzzing like mad. Believe me, that happens when you practice it. And as you spin and spin and spin, I want you to look at the great magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to place little movies of what it is you want to create. The first one is just about you. I like to see myself in that first little movie and feel myself and experience myself being multidimensional and coming from the heart and being able to really and truly shift dimensions at will and being pretty integrated about it. Now, you don't have to do it my way. That's what I do. What would you like to be? See yourself, experience yourself that way. Good work. You can really feel it, can't you? We're really shifting the resonance. Now let's move to the second one. Wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. You might want to use pink light because we're doing that tonight. You don't have to. You can use any color you want. And then move to the second movie. And that's a movie all about a project that you want to create and experience. And see yourself designing that project and how it's coming to you. See the resources, the people with the resources and the ideas coming to help you with that project. See yourself having a blast with it. Oh, it's fun. You're enjoying it. It could be a relationship, a household. It could be a book, a movie, whatever it is you're wanting to create, a trip, an amazing project of any kind, business, so on. And I could sure see mine. And it's just really wonderful and see it be successful and how much fun you're having doing it and how rewarding it is. You can feel how rewarding it is. And then see the resources there to actually continue this project. The resources are there to keep it going, to fuel it, and to add resources out into the community from it, however that works. And you're really happy with it, and it's teaching you a lot and other people and satisfying the essence of your being, right? Now tonight we're going to wrap that in light, and then once again we're going to create the Galactic Healing Center. But instead of doing our normal healing routine, we're going to use the Galactic Healing Center to find out what we're attached to and help and get some release, helping ourselves unhook ourselves from what we're attached to. So let's call in the team, this healing team. And you might have physical illnesses, you might have physical pain, you might have mental pain, you might have spiritual blocks, you might have emotional stuff, it doesn't matter. Bring it in with you. You're going to come into this center, and we're going to ask this healing team in our Galactic Center to help us. And what we want to see is, what are we really attached to? And the reason I'm talking about attachment is because the energy fields are moving extremely fast and are picking up speed. Our ability to create our reality is moving at an all-time high. But that sometimes means we're going to get snagged on some of the attachments we have or some of the fears we have or some of the habitual rapport we have with ways of being and people that we've known and so on. So as these energies build up like a cyclone or a hurricane, you're trying to move forward and let the essence of your being come up and shine and rise, and you be in being and not in reaction. But then we get attached. You know, I just came back from going back into my past, so I know a little bit about that as well. So let's stand and wrap ourselves in the center amongst our team. Wrap yourself in light and ask for help from the team. And ask to be shown here how you're attached to, to partners, to ex-partners, relationships of any kind, whether they're friendships. Ask to be shown any of the ways that you're attached to people from your past that prevent you from moving forward. And you know, when you ask for that, very often you're going to feel all kinds of stuff in your body. Okay, and then we're going to ask the healing team to move that energy, to help you release those attachments. You want to be as conscious of those attachments as possible, because then when they reattach themselves, you'll be able to say, oh no, I'm going to clear those. So I see the healing team stepping forward and sending energy right up around your body. And absolutely releasing those. Can you feel that? And then bring a golden light up around your body again, and then just wrap your body in light. Because when you've done surgery like that, have the team pull those off, then you want to wrap yourself in light. Now let's look at some beliefs. What I want you to pay attention to your body, mind again. And take a look at your beliefs about prosperity. What do they do? Do they limit your body? Do they inhibit your body? Do they contract your body? And ask yourself to reveal to you what your beliefs are about prosperity. Okay. That's interesting, isn't it? So now we're going to ask the team to come in and pull out some of the knots and the strings in your belief about prosperity. Now a lot of people lightened up on that. And now let's run a golden light all the way up through your body, whoosh, and then around and around and around your body as we neutralize or unhook ourselves from the vibrational level of those restricting beliefs. Okay. Now, something else that's really interesting is if you have a problem getting along, well, let's just take a look at your relationship, okay? Whoever, just pick a friendship or a parent or a relative or somebody that you see quite a bit, okay? Very often, they're connected to prior lives. So I want you to go in and pull up in your mind's eye somebody that you're in association with. And ask to feel, see, and know in your body, mind, what the energy is that comes from another life or other lives with this person. Oh my. Funny, a lot of you get a lot of heavier energies that come up. Okay, that's good. Bring up a lot of the heavier energies that come from other lives. You see how they restrict your frequencies? Now ask your team to pull these off. I see them as kind of strings or vibrational strings, and then they pull them off and release you from those. And then we're asking for a golden platinum light to swish you out and release those now. You know, this isn't going to all be done in this one sacred geometric structure, but you get the idea that you go through various people whilst you're in the structures, and the team can help you pull out many of these characters, or many of, it's not your, the characters that need to go, it's your reactions to experiences that you shared with the characters. And now once again, wrap yourself in light. And then one more we'll do. We're going to say, okay, what's my identity? And ask yourself to look at your identity. What am I all perched up on? What's really, really important for me to present to the world? And is it my truth? What am I trying to prop up and present to the world so that I'll be viable, so I'll be respectable, so I'll be important? Is it really who I am? Okay, so it's quite funny, actually, for some of you are really quite good at seeing the difference between who you really are and what it is you're trying to present. So call up all the information about your identity that you're trying to present that might not even be who you are. And let's ask the team to lovingly take it, because they're just so loving. Each of you has a whole different coalescence of beings around you, and they want to work with you. So ask them to take the energy of these adherences or these connections to the identity that you thought would market you better in society. I promise you this, is most of you are such good people that if you release some way that you've been posturing, you'll actually have more radiance, more shine, and probably more respectability in the society. You're not going to crumble into some, ne'er-do-well because you released your external, you know? You're not going to, because your souls and your essences are very bright and very clear and very determined. Or you wouldn't be listening to BBS Radio. So clear those attachments to that identity. All right? Good. And ask the team to take that. And now let's finish by putting, you get the team to send a beautiful, beautiful healing energy around you. It's like it's kind of like a fog, only it's really an opalescent sort of fog, and it's whirling around you from your feet all the way up. It permeates your entire being, and it moves all the way up through your body. And in that opalescence, there's this loving, respectful, healing, kind of the juice of transformation. And now we'll step out of the galactic healing room. Thank you, the team. Step out of the galactic healing room And I want us to do one more thing, which is, again, to fill ourselves with light and then see ourselves drawing pink light into the top of the head and sending it out through the chest and sending it around the world in all the areas in which there are hot spots or congested energies or political doodah going on. See yourself sending it to Obama and Obama's folks in the White House and the Pentagon and difficult places around the world, and just absolutely swaddle this earth with this pink light. Good. And you can feel it get lighter and freer as it travels out there. And now have it roll right around the world and come back into your chest. Right? And now we step back into the star tetrahedron. And now spin and spin and spin like mad again. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And realize that you've done a good job of kind of purifying yourself. I always feel when I do this sort of thing, I feel kind of tender. Do you feel tender? So spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And then step out here again. Good. Now, how do you feel? I feel a little bit like it was pretty intense, and I still feel an intensity, but that will shift. But remember this, that as we head toward 2012, the frequencies are going way up. I keep liking it to Al Gore's, the heating of the earth. I keep seeing his graph that goes way up. It's almost a vertical graph. And I keep feeling like the vibrations are moving like that as well, how they used to move almost parallel to the earth, and now they're curving up and they're moving faster and faster, which means that we're caught in a kind of a hurricane of change. And as we clear, it really, really helps to be as conscious as possible about where you're headed and to clear. 90% of the job is clearing these days. The other thing I wanted to mention, I mentioned this at the beginning, but Michael Drew is a very interesting man who was talking about promoting bestsellers. And the thing that fascinated me about this, the thing I really loved about it, was he was talking about how books these days, if they're going to be bestsellers, they're really kind of a portal or a doorway to something else. For example, he was talking about Harv Eckert's, I can't remember what his stuff is called, Becoming a Millionaire or something, Life of a Millionaire, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. When he put out his book, which became a bestseller, it was a front for these enormous workshops that he did that were very high cost, but if you bought the book, you didn't have to pay for the workshop or something. And what he was doing was sending a lot of that prosperity consciousness out in the world. So the book was really a front for his activity instead of it just being a book unto itself. And I think what's really fascinating about that is I've been talking, a lot of us talk about how the internet has connected us around the world instantaneously. And it's a mind blower. I mean, this is communication beyond anything we used to think about. Maybe people like Bob, my partner, thought about it a lot. But it's like instantaneous communication around the world. So then we have a book, a bestseller. But it's not just a book anymore. It's an access to the web, and it's also a way to get people to gather around certain subjects. It really moves very fast. So now we've got our cell phones and we've got our texts. We've got ways of communication that are absolutely instantaneous and fast. What he talked about is if you're going to do a book, you want to do your blog first. And the blog becomes the book, if that makes sense. And I just find it's kind of like the frequencies moving, that we all are connected and we're the rapidity with which we're connecting is on the increase. And I don't know where it's all going. But you don't just nuzzle into a book anymore. You might nuzzle into your cell phone with a lot of interruptions as you text and hit your internet and so on. I mean, it's really a changing time. But it really, to me, is very like the frequencies moving up. Do you see what I mean? I'm making a parallel here. Do you understand what I'm saying, Bob? It's kind of exciting. It's I guess what I'm saying is that what we're trying to do is meet these times as many ways as we can. And what we're becoming is a lot more intuitive and a lot more, more connected to one another, more, here we're creating the reality that we want, and it's a very subjective reality, which means we're separate. But there's a whole lot of commonality in the levels of vibration that we're sharing with a lot of people. And it's like you want to choose the levels that are less, egregious, greedy, dominant, reactive, suppressive. We want to choose and be into a win-win, a loving vibration. And you notice here we are in BBS Radio. We're on radio that goes around the world. And what a lot of us are doing, and somebody challenged me on this last week, but I was reminding her that a lot of us on BBS Radio are here in order to send higher frequencies around the world, to send them out in the atmosphere, to send them out in the globe. It's a very, very exciting time. I just went back to, and I'm going to give you the phone number, and I hope that you're going to call in and talk about what you're working on inside of yourself and what it's like for you to try to unhook with your from your past in order to, I guess I should finish that thought. Unhooking with the past can be a route to, again, creating our reality. And as Jackie's team said last week when I was challenging them with questions, they said it's really interesting because pretty soon you'll be able to pop in and out of dimensions. You'll be able to pop here and there. Talk about creating our reality. We're going to be on a high-speed movement course. And I wonder if it's going to be like every now and then I go, maybe it'll be like Y2K. We won't feel any difference. But you know what? I don't think that's possible. I think that we're already feeling a huge difference of being extremely magical in terms of connecting with each other all over the world and in doing work on little machines in our houses that connect us all over the world and really thinking beyond that which has been controlling, manipulative, and suppressive. All right, enough about that. And here's the number. I want you to call in. If you've got questions, my guides and angels can answer questions in your life, whether it's personal or whether it's part of your interfacing with the global community. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. I'm really interested in our, I'd like you to call in, so come on, you guys, you can do that. I'm also interested in the shift in business that we have an interview coming up on Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters, and what he's talking about is consciousness in business, which is truly another facet of exactly the same stuff, which is going into large corporations and taking individual consciousness and pivoting that so that people are in integrity or truth with who they are, so that a big corporation can actually run with a lot of people on their individual path and presenting their own individual wisdom and experience for the greater good. So it's funny, we're talking about being subjectively isolated in terms of creating our own reality, but we're also talking about the expansion of coming from the heart. We're talking about the turning around of the kind of values that humanity has espoused. Coming from the heart, coming from mutual support. Maybe we'll learn to feed everybody on the planet. I don't know. But it's a very exciting time that we're living in. Anyway, the number again is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And again, we're going to have hurricane forces of change moving through us. They're already going very fast, but it's going to go a lot faster. And we don't know where it's all going to go. So I noticed as I was talking about this with other people, then I went back in time, visited some very wonderful and beloved friends. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Veronica?
Yes, it is. You're on the air.
Okay, well, this is Betsy from Anacortes, Washington.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Veronica. How are you?
I'm really happy to be on the air with you, Betsy.
Thank you. Me too. We're in the same space.
Good.
I have a question about my personal life. It has been, probably the last 8 or 9 months at least, my guidance has been telling me that my soulmate is coming in, and it's felt like they've been held away from me. And I would love to know what you get about that, when that looks like that's actually going to happen, because this energy of waiting is not entertaining.
I know. It's hard to keep
kind of
oneself
boring,
from
actually.
Being... But you know what, Betsy, you're not going to be bored for long now. Can I ask you your age?
Sure, I'm 64.
Okay, the only reason I ask age, because it's hard to get time.
Oh.
It's still hard to get time, I can guarantee that. But here's what they're saying, is that you have a big change coming up within yourself yet. I would do
really?
Some of these. Yeah, it's a huge change over the next 2 months.
Really?
And I believe that you're meeting a partner, and I'm not perfect at time, okay, and maybe that's because it's always about process or because it's just not something I'm great at. But here's what they're showing, is that there is a kind of a peak. You've been on a process of personal growth. You had some kind of injury. You're wanting to move through a time of personal growth and achieve a certain, it's not a pinnacle, it's like coming through a whole level of self so that something's complete. Now, that should be done like late October, probably.
Oh, my God, I have to wait another month and a half.
Yeah, you know what, honey? You're not waiting.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I feel like I've been in the process for quite a while.
Well, you know something? I have to say this about you. I commend you because there's a diligence required in this process upon which you have engaged yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming to a very light conclusion in a while. You're going to be light and free. I see you giggling, having a lot of fun. You've got a few new friends coming in, and through that portal comes your, I don't like to use the term soulmate, but anyway, your partner comes
whatever.
In.
Yeah,
and
that guy.
He is absolutely, what would I say? He's somebody who's been through a lot of personal choosing to grow and to become spiritual. So he's really quite a spiritual mate.
That's good, because I'm waiting.
Funny.
And I'm ready.
You know what? He's funny, Betsy.
Oh, good, because I have a great sense of humor, and the last ones haven't been funny.
Yeah, but you know something? Talk about being a born-again virgin. It's like starting up at a new level on a relationship, and you'll go, I've never actually had a relationship before.
Oh, I haven't. I know I haven't.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is. That's part of why I'm sort of impatient about the whole thing, because I can feel it coming.
Yeah, but you know something? If you had it next week, it would be quite bumpy. If you wait a little while longer, you will notice an ease in your subconscious that's going to prevent it from being attracted in order to clear up the subconscious. You'll be attracted to synergize at a higher level. You still have some stuff to go through, because we always do, but I like it. It's lovely, and I would say if you can talk to yourself in the mirror, it's not about being impatient. It's about completing something you're in the middle of. You're two-thirds of the way through.
I've been in it for a while, whatever it is. I just hurt myself a month ago, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it was on an anniversary of having hurt myself pretty badly a year before, September 6th. So.
Oh, really? How's your so you're physically still recovering?
Yep.
What'd you do, fall?
Yeah, I fell hiking.
Isn't that interesting? A lot of people fell over the last 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep hearing that over. I mean, I also fell, but that's what brought a lot of reports to me. People go, oh, what's going on? There's so much falling going on. But I think that you've broken open your subconscious programming. That's what the fall did for you.
Oh, really?
You're almost done. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what I've been doing is, sitting around for pretty much 3 weeks.
Did you break your leg?
And with myself a lot, No, I didn't. I just bruised my knee really badly and rolled my foot. and strained it. And it's left and right. So both sides of me are, you know, wanting recovery.
I'm just taking a look. I mean, I'm telling you that I'm glad it's left and right, because when you rise up, you're going to find that you're very different. And because, you know, we're talking about, did you hear the part about clearing past effects? You have these old frequencies that are trying to move out of your subconscious, so you limited your body so that you have to do that. And that's what you get done. And it's almost done, darling.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's too bad that we're uncomfortable sometimes, but you know what? There's a huge learning curve that you've been through, and I'm excited for you, because your life looks, you don't look like you've had a very easy life, actually.
I know. It looks like it's much easier.
Oh, yeah, it's much easier, much more loving, and much more mirthful, and much more healing than what you've had before. Are you a healer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I was going to say that your work just goes whoosh, really a lot higher frequency starting, I'd say, November.
That's when my birthday is.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, that's good. That's a great age.
I feel about 50, so.
You what?
I feel about 50.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. I really like to have callers, and boy, they've been dragging their feet since I changed my time. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I have a friend here who wants to ask you a question. Can you take hers?
Sure. What's her name?
Jody.
Jody, you're on the air, Jody. Thank you.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How's life in Anacortes? I just came back from Squim, Washington.
You did. Well, you're up kind of in this area, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Bellingham. Yeah,
that's
here in
right.
The
okay.
Beautiful Northwest. So go ahead, Jody. You look really nice. You've got some throat stuff, though. You got some kind of a thyroid thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so shoot your question here, and we'll see if we can undo some of the thyroid problem.
Oh, I just, I work with my guides also and talk to them. They're, however, not very good with timing, but I get that some of that is just because it depends on basically what I'm doing that creates that, you know, that affects the timing. Anyway, they have been they're having me focus on money right now because they want me attract money. They're basically, you know, explained you're a magnet, but you need to I need to attract to myself what I want by basically going emotionally, mentally, and to where I already have it.
Okay, so you want to feel it. It's like, did you see here at the beginning where we were talking about the little screen, and then you go in there and you make the movie and you're in it?
Yes, well, and they've actually had me make a movie, and I have a movie that I've little made on my computer, and I watch it. It's pictures of all the stuff that I'd like to create. And I put it to music, and I watch it. It's like I can feel it, and I can actually feel them come in, and they expand that energy.
Good.
But they want me to spend a lot of time focusing. They're like, this is your job right now, is to focus on this, because they're bringing something. They're like, they're bringing something to me, I need to spend the time and the energy focusing on it so that I can, create it in my life.
Okay, so. You can ask your guides about this. However, what I see in your belly area, and I say belly is to separate from stomach, but the belly area is holding a really deep old pattern, and that is keeping you back from your prosperity. You know that that's what houses the subconscious. For everybody listening, the belly area houses most of the subconscious. Of course, it's all through the body.
Is that the navel chakra?
Yes. And I see this dark, dark part in there, and I'm going, that's the part of you that doesn't believe in your prosperity. And so I would drop in there and ask your guidance to show up and ask your body to reveal to you all the holding patterns against prosperity, the part that doesn't feel like she's good enough, the part that she feels like it's never going to happen because it never happened before.
Right.
That
I've been very
thing.
Vigilant about clearing, like, beliefs and, you know, and patterns and, you know, karma, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, very kind of old. Almost every night I ask before I go to bed, is there anything that is up and available to clear? A lot of times it's not available. They kind of will put me through kind of situations. They kind of run me through the ringer in order to get me in an emotional state to where it can something can be available to come up to clear.
Yeah, I understand that. It's almost like you have to get the drama going to evoke it, right?
To get the energy going to bring it up, because otherwise it stays kind of latent. Does that make sense?
Well, here's what I'm seeing with you, Jody, is that I'm seeing a lot of light moving through your body, but I'm just seeing that layer down below, and I would ask my own guidance to just help me reveal that, because most of us stuff that down because it's almost too scary to release the ballast.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And right. I would say to you that you've got a let's see. You have a big kind of a big it sort of looks like a great semicircle in front of you of being able to create a prosperous business ideal in a way that you never imagined, but that's like going forward, and then suddenly it starts to unravel around you, and you really feel that you can create without any problem. Money will start coming to you. But it's a business thing you're going to do. Is that what your guidance has said?
No, they haven't really actually said what I was going to do. They actually said something a while ago, and that came up as a possibility.
I think it's coming pretty soon. So, again, I always say to everybody, the thing to do is clear. I have to do that with myself all the time. Because remember how ancient we are. We're ancient beings. Where does this stuff come from? Who knows? Who even cares anymore? Just keep naming it out.
I know. But, I know that it's like it's a matter of just getting my energy clear enough so that it's in my reality, that I just can manifest it in my reality. It's not like... And that I'm creating my reality, and so that it's if it's not in my reality yet, then it's something that I'm doing or believing or holding or whatever that's keeping it out there.
And I want to say one other thing about that, and I agree with you, is that we trip over things, and I was just talking about how I went back in time to a town I used to live in, and then you start recurring a whole bunch of old feelings or old reactions, and that's really helpful, but I'm asking your body to release a few more things, because they will keep tripping over. So I want to remind everybody at home, we get way over all this stuff, and then blah, there it is again, because we've tripped over something and because we're ancient beings. So don't even mind if you have to redo something, okay? Your belly is shifting as we talk. It's really cute to see the energies go. As we talk, they're moving. And I'm going, that's what it takes, is focus, attention, and intention. And you're good at it.
Thank you.
Bless your heart. For what?
I said they make me practice. Those are, I'm serious. That's they set up hoops. My guide set up hoops for me to jump through, and I'm getting lots of practice. I'm getting
well, and as Jackie and her team say, is we're all in training like mad.
Yes.
We're training to be unlimited. So go for it, girl. Go for it, Jody.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that.
So I need to continue working with that clearing that energy then.
You bet. And you're doing a good job. Okay, I hope to hear from you both at some point. Let us know what's happened.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And Betsy says thank you too.
All right. Bless your heart.
You have a good night. Thanks, Veronica.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. So now that was really an interesting call, because that whole prosperity thing, boy, that triggers a lot of reactiveness in people. And you know what? Oh, we have another caller. Oh, I'd rather listen to you than me. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Joni. And,
hi, Joni.
I'm calling you because I had a mystical experience happen to me today after a death of a pet of mine. That the dog died kind of traumatically. She had a blood disorder that I didn't know about, and I came home from work and she was bleeding all out of her nose and everywhere, and I had to take her to animal emergency. And
is it a dog or a cat?
My dog that I rescued years ago, about 5 years ago, and the dog had that problem back then, but she had also had skin cancer, and I had a doctor treat her. even though I just rescued her, I made sure she was okay. But then now the other day, she had the same blood problem with her nose that come up suddenly, and I ended up having to put her to sleep, which devastated me, but, you know, it was better for her. And then about 2 months ago, another animal, a cat that I'd rescued, about the same period, about 4 or 5 years ago, got sick and died too. Well, today, I was out and about, and I was looking for a hands-on healing instructor that I wanted to take up hands-on healing a little bit more because I've done that in the past. Well, when I went to her office, she wasn't there. But when I went outside, this rather mystical thing happened to me. Two butterfly-like bugs, like a butterfly, two of them came and sat on my arm and just stared at me for about 3 minutes or 4 minutes and then flew away. I've never, ever had anything like that happen to me before.
Oh, is that ever sweet? How did you interpret it?
Well, somebody was, it was a message number one, you know, for sure. And I talked to a couple other people later, and they said maybe it was some deceased animals of yours, because I've rescued animals before, and maybe they're coming to, I don't know, make me feel better, or I don't know, but I've
but
never.
But, honey, you know what? I'm just seeing that they both have transformed. The ones that you just told me about, not only have they transformed, but you're one who rescues them to give them kind of themselves and the love that they seek to, you know, because animals want to share, present, and support, don't they? And to love.
They sure do.
And you give them that, and then they transform, and they're free. But you're meant to be somebody who's quite a transformer. You're not meant to be somebody who just makes them live for 30 years. You see what I mean?
I'm meant
you
to be
help
a transformer.
Them move. You help them move to the other. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You help them move to another level of consciousness. Do you understand that?
That's why that's happening to me.
Yeah.
So is it just animals or is it people?
I believe you're going to help people. You're going to help people as well. But I believe that the animals have needed you that way, and I think that's your message. Did it make you cry?
So I'm helping them move to a new level of consciousness, did you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're happy. That's your role. Your role is not to keep them as much as to guide them. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And it does choke me up with you saying that, because I still have animals here at home that I've just recently rescued, you know. It just seems that they come to me, you know, and, of course, I open my heart and they come in, but it's devastating to me when they die because I get so close to them, you know. And
but I wonder if
what you're saying.
It's a part of your destiny and a part of your dharma to be guiding them through a new level of consciousness, and you will be doing a lot of that. And you're going to find a real heart in it after a while. You know, I don't like to be simplistic here, but we were talking about detachment. And in a way, it's like understanding that your caring for them is taking them through rather than maintaining them here. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I know this is not forever for any living being anyway, you know, that we all go to our next level after we're done in this plane. And I understand that. And I seem to be opening more to the other side of the veil, too.
And some of the animals
Hello?
You take on are going to be a real mess. You know that.
Going to be a real what? I'm sorry.
They're going to be
that.
In difficult straits. They're going to be having a hard time. All right. And you help
well,
them
you're
find
right
peace.
About that.
And you help them find peace and love and nurturing. And then they get to leave with a really higher sense of peace and love within themselves. And their journeys, they just look so happy around you. The spirit ones, they're very happy.
Oh, I'm
you see?
Sure they are.
Yeah, so I'm sorry for
I'm
you
sure
that
they
it's
are.
Hard. This is a hard
quite a karma thing, isn't it? It's not easy. It is, you know, not. I'm
but
kind
you're
of
doing
on
it
too, so I pick up from them, you know.
Yeah, and you're doing a great service, honey.
I've never heard anybody ever say this before. You know, it's a new one with me. So it just sounds like this is going to keep happening to me. I just have to learn to... what do you see in the future of me doing anything, just continuing this for the rest of my life? Or
no, I think you're going to start working with people in a big way in a while. And that it's all part of the same thing as the understanding. We're talking about change and frequencies moving up. You're going to be working with people in such a conscious way about moving into higher consciousness states. So I don't know whether they're all going to be dying or whether they're just going to be needing healing. You know what I mean? That isn't always about dying. But dying isn't always, healing can mean dying, can't it?
This is interesting because I just finished helping a Luke Lyrics disease patient in a convalescent center. I helped her with hands-on healing and using the Native American way of healing. And she just died a couple months ago. And I was helping her feel peace in her state in the convalescent center. And there's another patient there now that needs me too, but I'm still trying to get through the process of grief about her. You know, it's like you really have to learn to detach yourself, you know, but you're right. I see what you're saying. Maybe that's why I'm supposed to continue this because I'm healing and that. Maybe
and
people that are dying.
And I have to go right now, but I loved your call, and I really honor you, and you will be gifted with some help to make it more of a peaceful assistance that you're going to be doing. You will be getting help from someone who's going to help you balance that emotional part out. But I thank you for your call, and I have to go because my time is up.
Thank you very much.
Well, bless your heart and all the work you're doing. Thank you. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and you can be in touch with me, Veronica, at veronicaentwistle.com, and tell me what you think about the show or give me feedback on, you know, the calls that you made or this show. Also, next week on Paradigm Shifters, which is at 8 o'clock next Tuesday, we're going to be talking to Peter Matisse of the Conscious Business Institute. He's the one who's talking about how to shift businesses into a self-expressive consciousness. It's very exciting. I love the interview with him. It's a pre-record. And he's going to be talking for the last 15 minutes. He'll take calls, or you can email me your questions, and we can give them to him. Right after this, I'm going to be talking to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. As a lot of you know, Jackie is outrageous, and her team is just really very, very profound, and they're helping us integrate the negative ego today. She's been taking us through tremendous levels of healing, various levels of frequency, and I'm so excited about that. And I will be back on this show, Radiance by Design, next Thursday at 7 p.m. And I want to say to all of you, thank you so much for listening. I hope some of you can stay attuned for 8 o'clock for Jackie's show. I want us all to take just a moment and call forth high frequency energy from the universe, which is very abundant these days, not just the universe, but the high frequency energies are full of love, blessings, and compassion. Run them in through yourself. Send them out through your heart and see all of us in the Radiance by Design community connecting with one another over consciousness in community. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you later. Much love.